All right, it is 8:10, and that means it is time for Coffee Talk. I have Maren Cooper on the line talking about her latest book release. Good morning, Maren.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you? And is there a lot of snow on the ground?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah, I haven't been up for a while. I'm coming up in a week or so, and I wanted to find out what was going on up there.
Yeah, it's been like almost in the 60s the last couple of days. So there's a few, you know, in some spots where it was piled up. But maybe back, I'm right in town, so... But most of the ice has gone off the rivers and stuff, so it's starting to look like spring.
It's spring.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yay.
Yeah. Well, at least we got some moisture.
Yeah, I know. And it's supposed to rain more tomorrow or next week. So, yep.
Good.
We'll be doing good up here in the Northland. So I'm so excited you called. You know, it's been almost exactly a year since we talked last time. You must just be on a natural schedule, huh?
Well, yes. You know, I've had three books out. The first one was in 2019. And then Finding Grace came out in July of 2022. And then this latest one, Behind the Lines, came out in November of 23, which seems like just yesterday. So, yeah, you know, the time between 2019 and 22 was a little bit muddied because of the pandemic and everything was working slowly. So that's why. But now I've got three out. Hey,
yeah, I know.
Right?
That's so fabulous. That's pretty dang good to be pumping them out like that. And they're
not
good
bad,
reads,
right?
too. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And this one, Behind the Lies, is kind of a little different from what you usually write about. Besides the fact it's a thriller, that it's like the corporate world. Whatever made you think of that?
Well, you're right to point out, you know, I've had three books, and they're all standalone. I don't do sequels.
Right.
I kind of go where my muse takes me, which is really intellectually challenging for me and fun. And hopefully the readers come along for the ride. I don't know how many Northland readers dug into the 2019 book, A Better Next, but it was also a backdrop of some corporate intrigue, but it was mostly a domestic family situation that was discussed in that one. But the second one, Finding Grace, I know that there were a lot of North Shore readers because I've heard from many of them, and I was lucky enough to be at the Festival of Trees in at the Deck in November, and I just had so many good conversations with people. And, of course, I was at the library for Finding Grace as well. So that one continues to do well, and it was my tip of the hat to the lake, and takes place in Two Harbors in Duluth. So that one is doing well. This one is, as you said, a departure. I took a turn to suspense. And I was motivated, Michelle, by how our world has gotten so complicated.
Yes.
And there's so much smoke and mirrors out there. Especially when it comes to complicated areas of our universe. And one of those complicated areas that I just decided to pull the curtain back on a little bit was the whole biotech industry. And, you know, some people will recognize a little bit of what I wrote about because of the Elizabeth Holmes Theranos scandal in California. She's now behind bars after she tried to, you know, sell this product that with a drop of blood could tell you everything that was wrong with you. And so the law caught up with her, but not before she had pulled the wool over many, many people's eyes. So that kind of just, you know, spurred me to think about, okay, well, I can make a story here.
Right, and, of course.
Use that as the backdrop. But as I'm a character-driven novelist, I always start with a character. And in this particular case, I started with a character who was flawed. You know, who wants to read about a perfect character?
Right, exactly.
So my protagonist, Will, is he's kind of a naive wonderkind. He is very, very smart. We all know these people that are really, really smart in one area, but don't necessarily have the skill of reading the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's one of those guys who had just a, you know, meteoric rise in the field, and is feeling pretty good about things. He's in the second chair waiting to become the CEO mm-hmm. of the biotech company when, guess what, something happens. And the book starts with the fact that Will's boss angrily announces to him that he's about to fire him
mm-hmm.
for reasons vaguely suggesting impropriety. And then just hours later, the boss succumbs to a critical illness and lands in the hospital on a ventilator, leaving Will with few clothes with which to untangle the mystery of his possible transgression.
Oh, my
goodness.
So you've
got somebody in the hospital who can't speak, but his last message to Will was that he's going to be fired. So Will has to now unwind exactly what he was supposedly doing.
Right.
And save the company during a huge hack issue. And there's some family drama as well.
Oh, there's got to be some personal stuff. Yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So the book takes place in Boston, in
okay.
the Kendall Square area, which
okay.
was a biotech hub and still is.
Okay.
It's contemporary. And so there are four main characters. Will, I've explained. Chet is the fellow that has succumbed and is on a ventilator in
okay.
the hospital. And Charlotte, who is the wife. And she is quite, I had one of my friends tell me, I'm so glad you made this wife be such a strong character.
Mm.
Because there's also a temptress in the book.
Oh,
and that
my goodness.
Would be Bella. So, anyway, just think about these particular characters winding around in this whole biotech issue with the hack going on and Chet on the ventilator and Will kind of dumbfounded trying to figure it all out. And that's basically what happened.
So do readers need to know what biotech and all those type, you know,
oh,
are
God,
you going to get
no.
lost in that if you don't really have
no.
that background of the terminology
no.
even?
No.
Okay.
I don't, no, they will not.
Okay.
I don't like to confound people.
Right.
I keep to universal things. They will get enough of an introduction so that they won't be lost.
Okay.
So,
did you learn anything new about technical and business world where you were doing research and writing this?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I had to do some. But, you know, I've also had a business career.
Oh.
And I've also been on boards that, so one of them has been touching biotech. So I knew more than most people would.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that I am an expert.
Right.
But I kind of knew the smoke and mirrors part and the fake it till you make it culture of get rich quick. We've got a really good gizmo here. Let's get it out. So that kind of thing. So no, they do not have to know anything technical. I will bring them along. It's a fun read. It's a totally different kind of read than I've done before,
okay.
than I've written before. So hopefully my readers will find something in it that they like. And
yeah.
As you know, I'm going to be at the library.
Yes, I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that. The book can be found at Back 40.
Right here in town.
New Harbor. Yes.
Nice.
It can also be found in Grand Marais at Drury and a couple of the bookstores in Duluth, both Bitkers, where I did an event before the end of the year, as well as Zenith. So you can also buy it online, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at the library. Yay!
Yay! And when, again, are you going to be there doing an author talk right here in Two Harbors?
It's on Tuesday the 23rd at
okay.
5:30 p.m.
Awesome. All right. And of course, books will be available there too. And before I have
exactly.
to let you go, I want to comment on the book cover. It took me a minute to figure I instantly was intrigued by it, and I thought it, and then I looked at it and I'm like, Oh, that's what it is. I'm not going to give it away. See if it takes listeners a minute too. But when you're talking about the wall of mirrors, now that totally makes sense.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yes. Right. Who did the artwork there? That it's just absolutely fabulous.
You know, I believe that my publisher actually licensed a photo for that.
Oh.
I think it's a real building somewhere.
Mm.
And so I think, you know, sometimes they have to do their original art. But in this particular case, I thought this one just did it.
Yeah.
So
it's,
I was happy with it.
It's fabulous. Yeah. Love it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
so you will be here live in person on the 23rd, and listeners can come and meet you and get even more behind the story of your newest release, Behind the Lies, a novel from Maren Cooper. And anything else that listeners should know before I have to let you go?
Well, I'll just leave you with one thought.
Okay.
One of my early reviewers made the comment that the corporate intrigue part of this reminded them of Mad Men or Soup.
Yep.
And in each case, I watched a little bit of Mad Men when it first came out, but I went back to, I was so intrigued that I decided I had to watch Soup.
What are they comparing me to?
Yeah, exactly. So that was fun. That was
fun. And then,
so
and
I always learn something. I always learn something from readers, and I would be happy to meet some new ones at the library.
Oh, that's so fabulous. Again, April 23rd, that's a Tuesday.
At
5:30. At 5:30, and you can check out your other books or more about you at marencooper.co on your website at .com. That's Maren Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, and find all about you before meeting you in person.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Day.
Yep, thank you. Thanks so much for calling in, and and we'll talk soon when the next one's out.
All righty. Very good.
Yep. Thank you. A great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Maren Cooper will be at the Two Harbors Public Library next week, all right, the 23rd, in a couple weeks. So mark your calendars for that. She's always a fun interview. Very cool. And I'm glad that she's seen some success.